The courtroom feels tight today. Packed benches, the low buzz of a full gallery, the dry scent of polished wood. Tomas, 22, stands at counsel table in a borrowed suit. He has already pled guilty to armed robbery, his third felony, under the mandatory minimum. The sentence is 15 years, before court, in the courthouse hallway. Diane, 58, intercepted you. Her hands shook as she pressed a folded letter into your palm. In it, she says she forgives Tomas. She was not physically harmed. She begs you not to send him to prison. Her reason is not about him alone. Tomas is the sole caregiver for his younger sister, who has severe cerebral palsy. Diane writes that a 15-year sentence will not just punish the robber, it will collapse an innocent child's care. Back on the bench, you feel your clerk's eyes on you. You also remember last month, three defendants, same statute, and you impose the mandatory minimum each time. These minimums exist to limit discretion and keep sentencing consistent. If you bend now, you may invite outrage, an appeal, or the charge that sympathy replaces law. But if you do not bend, you may be choosing order over mercy, and a vulnerable child will pay for it. Sentencing is next on the calendar. The room is waiting. What's your call?